Warren Buffett stepped out of his car and pulled his suitcase from the trunk. He walked through the chain-link gate onto the airport's tarmac, where a gleaming white Gulfstream IV jet waited for him and his family. As he climbed the boarding stairs, he said hello to the flight attendant and headed to a seat next to a window. His mood was buoyant. He had been anticipating this trip for weeks. His son Peter and daughter-in-law Jennifer, his daughter Susan and her boyfriend, and two of his grandchildren all settled into their own leather club chairs set around the 45-foot-long cabin. They swiveled their seats away from the curved wall panels to give themselves more space as the flight attendant brought drinks from the galley. She brought Buffett an armload of newspapers along with a basket of potato chips and a cherry Coke. He told her that she could let the co-pilot know that they were ready to take off. Then he buried his head in a newspaper. For the next 2 hours, six people hummed around him, watching videos, talking, and making phone calls. Buffett never moved. He sat reading, hidden behind his newspapers, as if he were alone in his study at home. Sometime later, the G-4 crossed the Snake River Plain and approached the Sawtooth Mountains. It sailed through the bright, clear air into the Wood River Valley. As the aircraft descended, the midday sun cast the plain's lengthening shadow over the old mining town of Haley, Idaho. A few seconds later, the wheels touched down on the Freedman Memorial Airport runway. By the time the Buffetts had bounded down the stairs onto the tarmac, two SUVs had driven through the gate and pulled up alongside the jet, driven by men and women from Hertz. They all wore the company's gold and black shirts. Instead of Hertz, however, the logo said Allen & Company. The grandchildren bounced on their heels as the pilots unloaded the luggage. Then the Buffetts climbed into the SUVs. About 2 minutes had elapsed since the plane's wheels first touched the runway. The Buffetts followed the trail blazed by earlier SUVs a few miles onward from the airport to the tiny town of Ketchum. A few miles later, they rounded Dollar Mountain, where a green oasis appeared, nestled among the brown slopes. Here, amid the lacy pines and shimmering aspens, lay Sun Valley. The tide of families they were joining this Tuesday afternoon all had some connection to Allen & Company, a boutique investment bank that specialized in the media and communications industries. Allen & Company had put together some of the biggest mergers in Hollywood, and for more than a decade had been hosting an annual series of discussions and seminars mingled with outdoor recreation at Sun Valley for its clients and friends. Herbert Allen, the firm's CEO, invited only people he liked, or those with whom he was at least willing to do business. Thus, the conference was always filled with faces both famous and rich: Hollywood producers and stars, entertainment moguls, socially pedigreed journalists, and technology titans. A pack of reporters lay in wait for them every year outside the Sun Valley Lodge. The Buffetts drove around to their condominium, one of the coveted group next to the pool and tennis courts, where Herbert Allen housed his VIPs. Inside, the usual loot awaited them: logo jackets, baseball caps, zip fleeces, polo shirts, every year a different color, and a zippered notebook. Despite his fortune of more than $30 billion, Buffett liked few things more than getting a free golf shirt from a friend. Of even more interest to him, however, was the personal note that Herbert Allen sent to each guest, and the perfectly organized conference notebook that explained what Sun Valley had in store for him this year. Timed to the second, Buffett's schedule was laid out hour by hour, day by day. The notebook spelled out the conference speakers and topics, until now a closely guarded secret, and the luncheons and dinners that he would attend. Allen & Company fostered conviviality through lavish entertainment, beginning on the first evening when the guests donned Western gear, climbed into old-fashioned horse-drawn wagons, and followed cowboys up a winding trail onto Trail Creek Cabin Meadow. There, cowboys entertained the children with rope tricks near a large white tent, while the Sun Valley Old Guard reunited and welcomed new guests as they stood side by side in line, plate in hand, for a buffet of steaks and salmon. The frolicking continued on Wednesday afternoon with an optional and very mild whitewater paddle down the Salmon River. Those not rafting could be found fly fishing, horseback riding, shooting trap and skeet, mountain biking, playing bridge, learning to knit, studying nature photography, ice skating on the outdoor rink, playing tennis on perfect clay courts, lounging at the pool, or golfing on immaculate greens. Buffett came for the warm atmosphere Herbert Allen had created. He liked being with his closest friends, Kay Graham and her son Don, Bill and Melinda Gates, Mickey and Don Keough, Barry Diller and Diane von Furstenberg, Andy Grove and his wife Ava. But above all, for Buffett, Sun Valley was about reuniting with his whole family during one of the rare times most of the family spent together. On Friday night, Warren donned a Hawaiian shirt and escorted his wife to the traditional pool party on the tennis courts next to their condo. Most of the guests knew and liked Susie. Always the star of the pool party, she sang old-fashioned standards by the light of tiki torches in front of the illuminated Olympic pool.